All right, so I'm gonna drop some higher knowledge on you real quick. I was thinking about all these new age light workers and stuff, and I kind of feel sorry for them because they all been deceived. You know, they talk about manifestation or whatever. Manifest is what's in you. The ship comes to the dock, and then it has a manifest of what's in the ship. So what's in the ship is in you. If in you is nothing but bitterness and unforgiveness and laziness and hate and anger, but you try to disguise it with fake smiles and fake everything, Luciferian light. So what's happening here is, as we come up on the culmination of the ages, Jesus is being revealed more and more. The light is being revealed more and more. And so the Luciferian light, which is 1,000 points of light, the way they deceived Solomon was 1,000 points of light. So the Luciferian light is going to come up with a false spirituality, a fake spirituality, right? So the human is born in an AI flesh mind. So when the devil shows up on the scene to show some of these light workers, so-called Luciferian light workers, they talk about love, 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 but no truth. So their idea of love is upside down, because love and truth are combined. You can't have love without truth. So a lot of people get deceived by the narcissist because they say, oh, I love you. But deep down, they're a dark empath. So the dark empath is able to... the dark empath is able to see, have empathy, not really see the empathy that you have, and then play on it. They play on your empathy. But they're actually jealous of you, trying to hurt you, you know? Because you have the true light. If you're saved, born again, you have the true light, not the Luciferian light. And because the devil's a spiritual creature, think about it. The human is born in the natural flesh creature. And the devil's a spiritual being, the demons. And so let's say they give them a little bit of insight into the spirit realm. But it's the fake light. It's the Lucy light. So you had that lady, the prophetess Pythia, in Pythia. I forget her name now. The prophet of Pythia. Pythia, I think. So anytime you have Psi or Pi or Py or Spy or SYP, it's like psychology or psych, sci-fi channel, SCI. Anything with the phonic psi is the other side, right? Now the other side the word other, if you just unfold the word other, it means the other side. In other words, it's the spirit realm. And so there's spiritual demons, spiritual devils, spiritual, just like there's liars in the natural, there's spiritual liars as well in the spiritual. So the sci-fi channel, the psychotropic drugs, see, the devil wants to pull people into the other realm through drugs, but if you got the Holy Spirit, you don't need a drug. You got Jesus. Especially if you pray and ask God what's going on, and He shows up on the scene, the Shekinah glory shows up and downloads it to you. It's a whole different ball game. You don't need mushrooms. You don't need DMT. You don't need any kind of drug, because you got the real deal abiding in you, and they know it. And so these demons that possess these witches and warlocks and New Age, see, a lot of channels. How do they pull people in? How to manifest your dream life? How to manifest your love? How to manifest your perfect job? How to manifest this? Well, you don't have to manifest anything if you just develop your character, get in the Word, read Proverbs, Psalms, and you become a better person in Christ. It just starts to flow, because what's in you is not made up. It's not fake. You don't have to manifest it. It's eternal life abides in you. You have eternal life. So my point is, I wish I could remember that, the name of that prophetess, but all you had to do is take the prophet of Pythia. She would sit up. What she would do is she'd sit on that chair. It was probably a rock back then. She'd sit on that rock, and the fumes from underground, probably methane or something like that, who knows, some kind of fume would put her in an altered state. And that altered state, demons would come in. See, they want to go into the altar. See, other is altar. Altered state is the other realm, the other side. So she wanted to go into an altered state and open up her soul, her mind, or whatever, so a demon could come in and let her see things in the spirit realm. But you know that a demon is a liar. They might see some things, but it's always going to be twisted and upside down and all that stuff. The reason they want to get on drugs and marijuana and all that, because they want to be in the altered state, the other side. If you watch the movie The Fringe, the other side always is represented in movies with blimps. They're the blimps, or the it's on the tip of my tongue. There's another name for blimps. His guy's last name. But anyway, I'll think of it in a minute. But the other side is always typified as stepping into the other side. Now, you don't need a drug. You just need to get saved. You need to get sold out to God by faith. You saved by faith, you walk by faith. You don't need a demon to show you deeper things. It's encoded in the Bible. It's encoded in the Word. If you're saved, you have the Holy Spirit. You just have to ask God to show it and reveal it to you. So, if I wanted to summarize what I just said, everything I just said, the Luciferian light, the Lucy light, I love Lucy. Here's what's sad. When they take the Lucy light and they haven't transformed their inner man to be a new creature, a new birth, a new heart, they can have the Lucy light and they can think they're in love, but actually everything they do, it backfires and they end up showing hate and bitterness, and they're inverted. But they think because they saw something in the spirit realm that they're right. Yeah, they saw the other side, but they saw the dark other side, manifest to them as light. That's why they call themselves light workers. I'm a light worker. Are you born again? No? Well, you're not a light worker. You're a Lucy light worker. You're the fake light. There's two lights. Lucy light. Why do you think there's movies? Why do you think there were TV shows called I Love Lucy? Or Lucy, there was a movie, Lucy, and she went all the way back and evolution or whatever. Lucy light is the fake light. And you receive a spirit that's not the Holy Spirit, and you think you got something. When you don't have anything, you're actually going down a rabbit hole, a Luciferian rabbit hole, and you're going into dreamland. If you really want to break it down to what manifestation is, I want to manifest my dream life. Well, it's in you. What's in you reflects back. Have you got a new heart? Have you been born again? Do you keep hitting brick walls? The weird thing is they try to sell you something you already have. That's the secret right there. Manifest a dream life. Well, you already had the dream life if you're born again. If you're not born again, you better get saved. And the dream life is right in front of you. Where you're at in the now. Everything is the now. The dream life is every moment of every day. Where you are at now. That's the dream life. God is always going to open up doors and windows, and you can jump through or walk through. Always opportunities right around the corner. You just have to be aware that God is working on your side. If you step into sin, if you step into gross sin, he's going to scourge every son he receives, every daughter he receives. You're going to get a scourge. And so the dream life that you're wanting is first get your heart right. If your heart ain't right, you're never going to get the dream life because you're under the judgment of God. You're under the scourging of God. If you're not saved, you're under the... God is angry with the wicked every day. I'm not wicked. I'm a light worker. Have you been saved? No. Did you admit you're a sinner? No. Yeah, you're a sinner. You're born in sin. You're never going to find the dream life till you admit your sin and run to Jesus. Then you can have peace in the middle of anything and everything. Yesterday, I was thinking about how these signs... these stop signs and these signs that stand up at the intersection, they withstand all the wind, all the storms, that little metal pole in the ground. And I just came around a corner and there was one of those stop signs that they're installing, leaning on a truck. They're installing that sign. The dream life is right in front of you. But you can't see it because Lucy has blinded you. The dream life is right now, right where you're at right now. You just have to change your heart, change your attitude, change your mind, change your response, change your whole being. Because the ship manifest is just showing you what's inside you. And if you change the inside, the outside has to change. Because you're not vibrating with the sin anymore, you're vibrating with the other side. The real light, not the Lucy light. If you could hear what I just said, praise God. And if you don't understand, take the word other and do the etymology and unfold it. It'll show you that it means the other side. That's why psychology is Lucy light. Yeah, you can psychologically manipulate people or figure people out, but it's not change them unless they get born again. They can go through psychological training all day long, but they're not going to change till they get the new heart. Hey.